What can the health of banks tell us about the health of the economy?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, corporate spin reaches a new level. Getting laid off is now getting managed for value. Sounds nice, doesn't it? But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up at the open this morning. The Dow up 131 points, a little more than 1% at 12,553. NASDAQ up about 1%, and same with the S&P 500. We got earnings this morning from two big banks. Citigroup said it made $1.2 billion last quarter. That is down 11% from a year earlier. Wells Fargo said it made $4.1 billion. That is up 20% from a year earlier. For more on this, let's bring in our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore, who joins us live. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Jeremy.
So make sense of these earnings for us.
Sure, absolutely. Well, what we saw was the banks are still profitable, which is great, but we have to take a close look at the fourth quarter, which is the last 3 months of the year. The banks who have reported so far, JP Morgan, Citigroup, Wells Fargo, all did really well until October. And then that's when the European debt crisis hit, and we saw the evidence of a credit crunch. And we're still seeing that evidence of a credit crunch. So that's what we have to keep an eye on going forward. And that's where the banks got hit.
Why the difference between these two banks this morning, with Wells Fargo doing better than it did a year earlier and Citi doing worse?
Sure. This is where you see the banks start to distinguish themselves in how they've chosen to run their businesses, right? So Citigroup still has significant investment banking. It serves companies and does a lot of trading. Wells Fargo focuses on businesses and consumers and lending. And right now, that's doing quite a bit better. Wall Street is suffering. You're seeing that where Citi and JP Morgan are concerned. And Wells Fargo is doing very well because the consumer is doing better.
And Heidi, what do these earnings tell us, if anything, about the health of the overall economy?
It tells us quite a bit. I mean, it does tell us that there's probably some strength left there. Lending still can go up and is going up at Wells Fargo and at JP Morgan. And it's also telling us that we have to be careful at the higher reaches of finance, where Europe is concerned, where debt is concerned, where investment banking is concerned. Because once that hits the banks, it can crawl throughout the economy. So we have to keep an eye there.
Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Heidi, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy.
China said today that its economy grew 9.2% last year. The gross domestic product figure is a measure of all the goods and services that make up a country's economy. Now, for comparison purposes, our economy was growing at a rate of less than 2% for most of last year. But that may not be a fair comparison, as Marketplace's Rob Schmitz reports from Shanghai.
Some years, India's GDP growth runs neck and neck with China's. Sometimes economies like Paraguay's grow faster than China's. And according to economist Arthur Krober, here's why none of that matters.
What's significant about China is it's been growing at around 10% a year for 30 years in a row, which is the best growth performance that any country has ever had.
Any country ever. Back in its economic heyday 100 years ago, the U.S. economy was growing by around 4 or 5% a year. But Krober says that, too, is a dangerous comparison. That's because the U.S. was one of the first countries to industrialize. 100 years later, China finally got around to doing the same, and it inherited a lot of the know-how from the West.
So the later you come into the game, the more stuff you can just borrow or copy from the people who came before at very, very low cost. And that means that you can grow a lot faster.
But don't focus too much on growth, says Krober. Three decades ago, China's economy was small, but it was growing incredibly fast. Now, China's growth is starting to slow down, but its economy is the second largest in the world. So that means every percentage point of growth is worth exponentially more. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. By GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. And by Constant Contact, combining email marketing and social media for more customers and more time back on the clock. Learn more at ConstantContact.com.
So if you look closely at the earnings report we got from Citigroup this morning, you'll find sentences like this. Clearly, the macro environment has impacted the capital markets, and we will continue to right-size our businesses to match that environment. What? Lucy Kellaway is a columnist for the Financial Times who compiles corporate mumbo-jumbo like that each year, and she joins us now from London. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about some of the winners in your annual list of corporate spin.
Well, there was a nice topical one on the best euphemism for firing people. And I awarded this to Nokia, who got rid of 17,000 people, saying it was managing them for value.
They don't want to say they're firing them or they're laying them off. They say managing for value.
Yeah, I must say, if I'd been managed for value, that wouldn't make me feel any better.
All right. So what else? Who else won this year?
Well, I gave the overall award to Manpower Group for describing itself in a way that I defy anybody to say what the company actually does. It goes like this. Our $22 billion company creates unique time to value through a comprehensive suite of innovative solutions that help clients win in the human age. Don't you love that human age as opposed to what? The dinosaur age?
That's right. Lucy, let me ask you. Why do they do this? Why do these corporations speak in this jargony way?
Well, I think they partly do because it's really infectious. It's like a disease. It's the way that teenagers say like all the time. Business people say going forward. But I think there's something else that actually nobody wants to get sued. No one wants to be held to account. So often if you're a CEO, saying nothing is actually makes rather a lot of sense. It's depressing, but true.
Lucy Kellaway is a columnist with the Financial Times. Lucy, thanks so much.
Not at all.
And finally, have you heard about Cupcake Gate, a brewing scandal in which a cupcake was confiscated at the airport in Las Vegas because of concerns about its gel-like icing? Well, the latest development in Cupcake Gate comes from Providence, Rhode Island. A bakery there has cooked up a cupcake to get through airport security. According to Time magazine, the TSA-compliant cupcake, as it's called, has exactly 3 ounces of frosting and comes in a clear quart-size plastic bag. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Remember Mr. Rogers and those factory tours he did during the heyday of U.S. manufacturing?
I'd like to show you some people making crayons. Let's come along. I have a film of it here.
I'm Tess Vigeland. We'll hear what happened to some of those factories next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.